If there's one thing I can mention about my experience in the council for the last 4 years, I find it very frustrating on how long it takes for things to proceed and finalise. I've learnt that obviously that is just local, state and federal government, but after being in business for so long, it really does frustrate you and you don't see things that you've planned, even when we started, have still not come out of the ground. But that's just how it works apparently. Very frustrating. Okay, looking into the future, one of my gripes or one area that I think we should be looking into is our town plan, the planning scheme. At the moment, state government are reviewing town schemes, town plans, and I believe that the intention is to give the local councils an opportunity to make some amendments if they require it. I think our town plan is okay, but there needs to be some simple minor adjustments. In the time in council, we've had developments or small developments, or subdivisions, things like that, people wanting to divide their land up, exactly the same as what their neighbours did before this town plan, and we have not been able to allow it because of the law now. I think we just got to tinker with it a little bit and change it slightly. We don't need anything major changed, but we just need to be able to let some of these bigger farms subdivide little portions or divide up so they can share that land. Another reason why I think the town plan should be looked at is the uncertainty of the mill and its future. If the mill does not proceed, there's going to be a lot of land out there that is just probably turned to cattle. We've got to be able to allow these farmers to subdivide in some way because they're going to need an income. So again, that will be something that has to be looked at in the town plan. The ferry, the good old ferry, it's another item that's in limbo at the moment. I agreed with purchasing the ferry, and I still agree with purchasing the ferry. Having other people operate it is okay, but I do believe that we must own the ferry. That way we deal with someone as a tenderer, but we must have control of the ferry. We must buy a new ferry or build a new ferry, and we must fix up the infrastructure. And all this has been planned already. At the moment, there's a motion to just see if there's anyone out there that might want to own or run the ferry. And of course, that's held us up for a while. But we do have plans for new ferry, and we do have the plans for the road infrastructure on southern and northern sides. So that is something that after this information comes back to us, we've got to proceed. Unfortunately, that was put on hold. The water treatment plant. Just with the recent rain events, we've got massive works to do at Cape Tribulation. Okay, they're a mess. They're in deep trouble. We've been promised from higher levels of government that they will help us straight away, but that level of help has not come. We've got to force that because we're over there on Friday and they're in deep trouble over there and their future is very grim. Water treatment plant. There's been a lot of talk about the water treatment plant. It was a state-of-the-art project when it was opened 10 or so years ago. With this rain event, the chemical structure of the water has completely changed. And the word out there at the moment is that our water plant is not fit for purpose now. And we have been promised money from state and federal to update all this. So we must push that because as it is now, we could lose water any time depending on the rain system because of the changes to the river and the chemical composition of the water.